Good morning, Gen to Gen.
Good morning,
live stream. My name is Sister Renee, and it is my pleasure and honor to come before you today in the absence of our Apostle John and Pastor Gail. They are taking a bit of a respite. How's that go? Respite? Thank you. Respite? Thank you. So we're going to just cover them in prayer as they take their time, and we'll be back with us soon. We ask God to cover them in their transportation and their travel, them and everyone who's with them, just because of them. Amen. Have his angels guard all of them just to bring them back safely to this place and keep his loved ones and family while he's away. We have been ministering here at Gen to Gen Ministries on Kingdom Dominion. And so that's what I'm going to share with you today, just a little bit, if you don't mind, what the Lord has given me to share. So let's go into it. I want to start off with how Apostle starts off. We'll start off with our decree. Since we are Gen to Gen Ministries, we have a decree. And we're going to put that up, and we'll start off with that, and then we'll go right into it. Well, today is also Communion Sunday, so I hope that all of you have come prepared to and have communion with us, as well as you on live stream. Our declaration is up. Let's read it together. Father, I thank you for the word. As I receive, meditate, and obey your word, I become the word. Then I can do what your word says I can do. I can have what your word says I can have. The power of your word impacts my family for 1,000 generations. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Father God, we bless your presence in this house again. We thank you, Father, for your desire to bless us and impact us for 1,000 generations, Lord. From generation to generation, Father, your name should be praised, exalted, and lifted high. Father God, I pray that you would bless the people who are here in this place, Lord God, that you would give them the word that you gave for me to give them, Lord God, and they will come forth unhindered, unchecked by any outside source, and will bless your name. In Jesus' name, we give you praise. Amen. Amen. Let's put up the first slide. So Kingdom Dominion, right? What is it? Why is it? Who is it? No, okay. I got a little carried away there. But what we believe as a body, and I'm going to talk to believers this morning. Is that okay? Even if you are just here visiting or just curious about who God is, I pray that you will have a better understanding when you leave this house. Amen. Or if you're listening online. So as believers, we believe in God Almighty. Yes. We believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Yes. And we believe that God has a kingdom. In fact, he is king of the universe, is what we say. The song that we sung in praise this morning is that there is no God like our God, right? There's no one who can stand against him. He is mighty in power. He is mighty to save. He is mighty to heal. That is the God we serve. Yes. And his kingdom is in heaven. Yeah. And we say it in Matthew, the book of Matthew, the Lord Jesus said, when you pray, pray this way. Thy will be done, thy kingdom come on earth as it
is in heaven.
Amen. So we know that God has a kingdom in heaven. And heaven, just to let you know, heaven is a real place, yo. I mean, we don't see it because it is an eternal place. It's in the spirit. I remember the last time I was before you, I talked about the truth of the supernatural.
Yeah.
That was part one. I'm going to put a little bit in this one if you don't mind. But the truth of the spirit, the supernatural, is that it is real. It's actually realer than this reality, this physical reality that we live in and day in and day out. So heaven is a real place. It is a glorious place. And in fact, for the believer, heaven is actually our home.
Yeah.
I mean, we live here, right? Temporarily. We dwell here. But when we leave the earth, we go to be with God in heaven, where he is. Heaven is also in the heart of every believer. That's because it is eternal. When we accept Jesus as our Lord, and we say, God, I surrender my life to you, I take your life, your forgiveness for my sins, I take you as Lord of my life, that eternity starts right then. It's a spiritual reality.
Yeah.
But it takes place. We become eternal beings.
Yeah.
We become beings in the spirit realm.
Yeah.
And so we live in two realities. We live in the spirit, and we live in the earth at the same time. So heaven starts in us The moment, or the eternity starts in us the moment we come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. Now, I said God lives in heaven, and he does. Now, when Jesus became a man, the Bible says he took on the likeness of sinful flesh, and he walked in the earth, and he did an assignment. He finished his work in the earth, and then Jesus said, you know, I'm done here. I'm going to go, but don't worry. I'm going to leave the Holy Spirit. So now the Holy Spirit is God, the Spirit who lives in us. We can have a personal relationship with God. Just like I can talk to you, you can talk to God as the Holy Spirit. And he is the Spirit of God that lives in the earth now, and he lives in every believer. Jesus is in the throne. He's with God in the heavens, and the Bible says he's interceding for us. Even now, he's like, come on, you can do it. You can do it. You can live the life I called you to live. You can overcome. You're victorious because I was victorious, right? So he's in heaven interceding for us, and we are living this life by the power and by the strength of his Holy Spirit. So Earth, this lovely planet we live on now, you might be surprised to you, but this is not heaven. Might be a surprise, shock to some of you. There's some good things about Earth, some beautiful things about Earth. In fact, Earth was modeled after heaven. The things we see in the earth, the trees, the light, the beauty of the earth, the best parts of the earth, actually, are reflections of heaven. There was a book I read recently. It's called Imagine Heaven. And it talks about the things we can expect in heaven as believers. We'll get back to that in a second. But God's desire, as we see in that verse in Matthew, is that his kingdom, when I say God's kingdom, I mean his way of doing things, how things are done in heaven. There's no sickness in heaven. We know there's no suffering in heaven. We know God is king of his domain, amen? He controls heaven. He calls the shots. He's in order of everything that goes on. He is praised constantly. In fact, I heard someone say, as they were describing heaven, that God loves music. And when you enter heaven, or when you consider heaven, even some of the books in the Bible will tell us that angels are constantly singing before God, before his presence. As we did when we were here just a few minutes ago in worship, that's constantly going on in heaven. Yeah. And in fact, we had angels even joining us as we worshiped and praised God, because that is common for the believer, amen? When we experience God, when our love boils, just comes up in us, we can't help but to say, thank you, God. Bless you, Lord. Praise you, God. Amen. So the purpose of kingdom dominion, and we can go to the next slide. Kingdom dominion in the earth. When we say kingdom dominion, we mean it for believers. It is manifesting God's decrees. It's manifesting God's way of doing things, God's truth, if you will, in the earth. Not on our own ability, because we don't have that ability, but through the power of his Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, when I say believers, I'm talking about now mature sons and daughters. So you know how in the earth we have some of us have children, and they come into life as infants, and they grow into babies, and they go into toddlers and tweens and teenagers. God help us, all of us become teenagers at some point. But then we grow on. The development is to mature, right? To become adults, or another word for adult is mature offspring. Son, daughter, not a child. We have a different understanding. We're not the same as when we were two, at least, I hope. Or when we were 10, right? We develop, or we should. So kingdom dominion, the title of this sermon is Why Kingdom Dominion? What is kingdom dominion for, and how can that even happen? Is that even real? But yes, actually it is, because that's what Jesus did in his time on the earth. Jesus said, everything I do pleases the Father. When he was on the earth, when he came up against sickness, what did he do? He healed it. When he came up against demonic oppression or evil spirits, he cast them out. When he came up against religious activity or people who were oppressing individuals, or what we call the least of these, people who are in a society around us who may be suffering from something, whether it's internal or external, whether it's the weight of society or the systems of this world. He went against that, and he went against it through the power of the Holy Spirit, through his Spirit, he did it as God. We can do the same thing through the power of the Holy Spirit. In fact, we now can do the same thing. He equipped us to do the same thing. He said in John chapter 14 and 12 that the things that I do, the things that you just saw me do in the earth, you will do greater than them. Because I go to the Father, because my Spirit, the same Spirit that is in me, will be in you. That's truth. You can take that to the bank, as they say. For anyone under 30, take to the bank is a term that means when we used to write checks back in the day, before Apple Pay, before Samsung Pay, all that. We used to write things called checks, and we would take those to the bank. So the things that God is saying, the things that I did, I'm expecting you to do those things. So that's just as solid as Google Pay or Apple Pay. You can cash that, is what I'm saying. I'm going to tell you how kingdom dominion starts. If I can get my presentation working. We don't start off in kingdom dominion. God does, but we don't, right? We start off with salvation. Salvation is the beginning. It's the entry into the kingdom of God. It's just like if you were, like I said, when you were born as a baby, you don't start off, you know, walking, talking, driving a car. Lord help us if we did, right? You start off what the Bible calls born again. You were born into the newness of God. You're born into a kingdom. Not all of the life we have in Christ is that salvation. I mean, we gain access into heaven. We gain God's Spirit on the inside of us. But there is so much more to God, to the kingdom, to God's way of doing things, even in the earth, even in our life. We have God. God is in us. And now starts the process of development. You know, when we were kids, we went to school. We went to church. We went to work. The similar thing is in the spirit realm, right? We begin to shed off of our old self. God begins to make all things new. He's cleansing us through the power of his word, through spiritual discipline, and through the Holy Spirit on the inside of us to change. We aren't the same person. We're not still five in the spirit, in the things of God. We're not still 10. You know, we naturally grow. We have to. Anything that doesn't grow is dead. There's no movement. And God always is developing and growing us. And it is God. I mean, that's the beauty of the life in Christ, is that God is doing the work in us. It's not something we have to manufacture. Or go, I'm supposed to have to read this, I have to say this, I have to be this. No, it's God. Who God created you to be, the best he created you to be, the things that make you you, not the trappings and the things that we go through life and things happen, right? Things. You know, upsets or defaults or heartbreak or disappointment, those things can affect us, but they're not who we are. Amen. Those are our outward things that have an impact on us, yes. Yeah. But who we are, who God designed us to be, he brings that out with his Holy Spirit. He makes us the person he created us to be, and I love this, before the foundation of the earth. Yeah. Is that a mind blow? I mean, God is the only person who knows the end of a thing at the beginning of the thing. Talk about a chess game. I mean, people say that the devil plays the long game. You know, he waits, he'll wait you out, but no one waits like God does. No one, I mean, he even knows if you play this piece, he says, okay, you can have that piece. Because he knows like three pieces down the line or three moves down the line how it's going to turn. So he knows us. He knows this thing. He's seen the end at the beginning, and he knows we can trust him to develop us and to make us more into the person that he desires us to be, the person he desired us, he created us, and died that we could be. Amen. Victorious, amen. Overcomers, shining his light in the world. So it doesn't happen by accident. Can I say that? Even though we grow automatically, we grow a certain way, right? I mean, we grow, we develop and mature. A lot of times we take on what's around us. They say it's sometimes it's better caught than taught. Hopefully, hopefully not. Mostly, hopefully we're taught. But the Spirit says, the Bible says that if we love God, we will discipline ourselves to follow His guidance. So we have a discipleship series for all of our new believers. And so we've had a lot of new believers come into Gen to Gen recently. And even some of the OGs, you've been around here for a while. You've been a saint for a little minute. OG means, I think it's like original gangster or something like that. Or it could be old guard. That's how I think of it. You know, like some people who've been around for a minute, you know, they're not new to this thing, okay? But it's the discipleship series, it's for the new believer, for someone who's new into God right now, it shows you how to walk. It shows you things to consider that will help you in this journey in Christ. And it's an excellent series. Brother Monte, who was leading worship today, one of the leaders in worship, he helped develop it, or he developed it. And one of the things that's in it, that we're waiting for one of the sisters to finish editing it. I guess I should, full disclosure, I'm the sister that's supposed to be editing it. But it will be done soon. It should be done soon. But one of the things I noticed in it was that we pray to God regularly. Amen? Every day. That communication that we need to pray to God. And it's ideally, one of the things he recommended was that you set a set time. You know, sometimes we know we might get into it at 5, 6, maybe in the morning, maybe in the evening, some days. But I mean, there's some value to setting aside a time. Yeah. So I was like, oh, amen. That's some good advice. That's a good word. Let me try that. Because I usually spend time with God in the evenings. Well, after the end of the day, I mean, I'll pray in the morning, but at the end of the day, that's when I set down my word. I'll start praise and worship, and it usually ends up around 10:30. So what I noticed, I did it pretty regularly for maybe a week or so. What I noticed, at least in my time, is that the Holy Spirit would meet me there. Starting around 10:30, 10:35, the next thing I noticed, Holy Spirit is here. The presence of the Lord is here. So much so that a couple times, since in my apartment, I would be, you know, okay, let me just finish this real quick, and then I'll go. It'll be like 10:45, 10:50. And I noticed the Holy Spirit was like, you're late. We were supposed to be here at 10:30. What were you doing? Well, you know, I had some dishes in the sink. I was with a boatload of laundry. I wanted to, yeah. No, that, what we value, we honor. So I told the Holy Spirit, I was sorry, I want to value our time. If I say 10:30, then I want to be there and meet the Holy Spirit at 10:30. But that's just one of the things that as we grow in Christ, we keep, these are real disciplines. The Holy Spirit is a real person. God is real. And as we commit to Him, as we discipline ourselves to follow some of these, the disciplines of our faith, the fasting, the praying, the time in the Word, the meeting regularly on a regular basis on Sundays, we grow in our understanding of what God wants us to do, and He reveals things to us. He reveals to us our identity. That was a prophetic song that was the praise team sung this morning. Knowing who we are in Christ changes everything. When you know who you are, there's nothing anyone can say to you. I mean, they may call you, you know, whatever, but you know who you are. And then we have the Holy Spirit of God living on the side of us that says, you're not moved. This doesn't move you. So we knowing our identity in Christ. And then God reveals to us our gifts. All of us have gifts, naturally and spiritually. Every single person in this room, every single person in the earth has gifts. Amen. God reveals them to us as we grow in Him, as we develop in Him. And then God reveals our assignments. Amen. All of us have assignments. Assignments can be individual and corporate. Right? And our assignments, one of our assignments, I believe, is kingdom dominion. You can go to the next slide. Kingdom dominion is one of the assignments of every mature believer. The Holy Spirit of God living and moving and directing us. I'm not talking about new believers. I'm not talking about people who just come into faith, but mature believers, as we develop in God, the expectation is that we will walk in kingdom dominion. We in our homes, in our places of work, in the marketplace, there should be a manifestation of what God is, of God's way of doing things. Now, it doesn't have to be the same signs and wonders and miracles as the apostles, although it could. I don't want to limit God. If there's someone in your place of work who is going through a rough day, you pray for them, the Holy Spirit shows up and healing comes down, amen, let's do that. Amen. That's a type of kingdom dominion, but let's remember the first fruit of the Spirit is love. Yes. Come on, peace, joy. Those are things that should follow every believer, especially every mature believer, because we are walking in the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. Why does God want us to walk in that reality in the earth? Now, some may think, you know, the last days. God's about to come down here anyway, take all this up, change everything up. Well, you know, I'm glad you asked that. That is a good question for another service. The study of the end times is what is known as eschatology. And we at Gen2Gen, we're going to talk about that, actually. We're going to teach, either a Wednesday night or a Sunday sermon. The apostles already, we've talked about just showing what the Bible says, what the Bible fully says when you study it. And not just reading it, I'm talking about actually studying. The Bible complements itself and doesn't contradict itself. I mean, from Genesis to Revelation, the Bible as a whole is in unity and doesn't contradict. So when we study the topic of the end days, so it might surprise you what is actually there. A lot of people say what tradition says, but we believe that the scripture says something else. There's another revelation about the end times, but we'll get into that as we. On another Sunday, amen? So why does God desire us to walk in kingdom dominion? Because the promise of Jeremiah 29:11 is not just for me, it's not just for you and your family or the wonderful families here at Gen2Gen, but God has a plan for everybody. Jeremiah 29:11, everyone knows it, everyone is familiar with it anyway. It says, for God is saying, I know the plans I have for you, the plans to prosper you, to not harm you, plans to give you a hope, plans to give you a future. Well, God wants to do that for everybody. He wants to do that for the people in Southfield. He wants to do that for the people in Detroit. He wants to do that for the people on your block, at your work. God loves humanity. Yeah. Always has. That's what Jesus' life and death and burial and resurrection were about. He is for you. He wants you to win. But he knows the only way, the best way for you to win in the earth and in eternity is with him. Yeah. And he wants to reveal that in the earth through you, through us. And he gives you that ability to do that in every area of your life. Man, what's going on in our communities now, what's going on in the world now, but I'd like to break it down just to where we live, right, man? Our address is not what God desires. He doesn't desire for children to not be learning in school. He doesn't desire for homes to be broken up. He doesn't desire for the wars that are going on, the violence rate that's going on. That's not his desire. He wants the revelation. He wants the sons of God, his children, his mature offspring, to take his word, live in his reality, and speak to those things. Pray about those things. Not just pray, but belief comes first and then action comes. What is it that God wants us to do? Now, some of it we might not know. I mean, I have good ideas. I like to say that I kind of like my ideas. I think they're kind of good, better than most, maybe. Maybe not, but it's not about my ideas. It's about what the Holy Spirit is directing and leading and guiding, right? Amen. Because I might think one thing and the Holy Spirit is like, oh, didn't ask. Wasn't even interested. This is what God's plan is. This is what God's desire is. And it may be alien to what I think. It may be alien to what I want to do. What am I talking about? I'm talking about revelation. I'm talking about the more we spend in God, the more we spend in his word and in his presence as mature believers, God reveals what he desires for us to do. Do you remember, I mean, in the Old Testament, we see this so much where kings and prophets and we go up to men of state or we go to situations and say, thus saith the Lord. Or even, I mean, Joseph, Daniel, Jeremiah, we can go down the list, but God's still speaking. God's still revealing even right now. Revelation is falling. If we have an ear to hear it and to receive it. That's what revelation does. Revelation is not, I mean, it's a book in the Bible, yes, but it means a surprising or previously hidden truth or insight. In other words, something you didn't know that is a mystery. It's not a mystery to God. It's a mystery to us until he reveals it. A revelation of God's love will keep us from fear. Because fear, perfect love cast out fear, and God is love. A revelation of what Jesus did for us, we're going to have communion later later on today, but revelation of Jesus' life and death and who we are in Christ will give us a sense of gratitude and also humility, because we are not worthy of all that God has done for us and continues to do and will do until the end of time. And a revelation of who we are in God gives us the boldness to carry out the plan that he's giving us in the earth or the things that he reveals to us to do. But revelation is like a gift that you can take or leave. Much of what God gives us is like in seed form. We don't know if we want it or if we don't. We have to trust him. There's a verse in Acts chapter 19. It talks about revelation when Paul was setting up the church. Now, I don't know if you can read that, but I'll read it. It says, while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul took the road through the interior and arrived at Ephesus. There he found some disciples. So he found some believers. These were people who were believers. And he asked them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? They answered, no. We've not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit. So Paul asked, then what baptism did you receive? John's baptism, they replied. Paul said, John's baptism was a baptism of repentance. He told the people to believe in the one coming after him, that is, in Jesus. On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul placed his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Here's what they could have said. Oh, hold up, Paul. Mm-mm. No one said anything about a spirit. I'm sorry, but we're just going to stay with John. We don't know anything about a spirit. We're comfortable with John. I think we'll stay with him. They had a choice, just like we have a choice. When something new comes to us, even something in this house, this is an apostolic house, so we move a little differently. Amen. We move in signs, we move in wonders, we believe, as I was saying earlier, we believe God still speaks. The word of God is the foundation of every believer. In fact, that's how we test the spirits, because we test them by the word, and that word doesn't change. But God still speaks outside of his word. And it's up to us to receive it. Yes. Or not. That's right. Like a gift. That's right. This is yours. Thank you. It's for you. You want it?
Yeah. Okay. Thank
you. You're welcome. Thank you for receiving it.
Amen.
Amen. She received it. And that revelation will continue, if that were revelation, it will continue to grow. And then more will come of it. But she doesn't have to receive it. Just like you don't have to receive it. Is there anyone else? Sure? Okay. It's okay. I asked him to do that. I'll give him to it later. But I was just trying to prove a point, and that is that our story is still being written. God wants to change the narrative. He wants to change the script. The world is thinking one way. You can go ahead, Libby. The world is thinking this is going to end up one way. But God says, only if my sons or daughters don't rise up to the task, don't show up, as Apostle has said. Because we show up, God shows up with us, with mature believers. Now, there's some development. All of us are going through. All of us are developing. Where no one's going to be developed. But we are, as we grow in life, we grow in the spirit. We can. So we start off one way, and God will do the work inside of us. Yes. Next thing you know, you might be up here speaking.
Come on now.
Or singing. Or laying on of hands.
Yes.
But all of it is for us.
Yes.
Amen? Why don't we pray? Let's pray. I would like to pray a general prayer for all of us, but I'd also like to pray for anyone who does want to give their life over to Jesus, who does want to join the kingdom and begin to walk in dominion that God called them to walk in before the foundation of the earth. He knows your name. He knows where you are. He knows what the life he called for you to live. It's in him. You can continue living outside of God, but then you take your chances. It's hit or miss. A lot of times it's miss. Now in the kingdom, you still go through struggles, you still go through up and downs, but God's got you. And he will leave you and help you to recover from those hits, from those misses. And then in the end, we're victorious because we go with him and he lives his life through us. And we have all the promises of God here in the earth. Let me tell you, the life in Christ, he's developing you. But it is the best life on the earth. I promise you that. And those who die in Christ, one of the things I wanted to share was that we really have no excuse as believers because Jesus did the work. He did all the work. He defeated the devil. So the power over us that the enemy has is broken. Now over us, over the world, that's one thing. They can still encounter, but we're covered by the blood and we can put the enemy to flight. He's taken the power of sin away from us. So even as we grow in God, we might mess up here and then, but we can walk in the place that we don't have to be under the power of sin. And the other thing he's taken is he's destroyed the power of death and the grave. So even though we lose people in the natural here, we don't weep like the world weeps. Because we know it's just, they've gone into eternity. So we can celebrate a life. So there is no other life, really, than the life in Christ. So if you would like to make that choice, to join the kingdom, I welcome you to come now, and I can pray with you, and we can start your journey today. There's another prayer I would like to pray just for all of us, if there's anyone who would like to come. If not, amen. You can still make that decision, either at home or in here, and then on the screen we'll have a number that you can call for prayer or for support. And we hope to, if you make that decision, you will join us here on one Sunday or another Sunday. But for the rest of us as a body, I'm going to pray that we would continue to walk in the dominion that God has called us to walk in. Yeah. That we would not let what we go through in the earth or what we experience in life keep us from the truth of God's word. That dominion is for us, and God is doing something in the earth, even now. Can you stand and pray with me? Yes, God. Hallelujah. Jesus, we love you. We bless you. We thank you for who you are and for everything you've done for us. You've brought us back to the Father. You have brought us back to life eternal with you. And now you've given us the Holy Spirit to live in this life, to accomplish greater things than you did when you were in the earth. Father God, I just ask that you would continue to reveal in us, expand our revelation of who you are, of all you've done and what we can do through your Holy Spirit in the earth. What we can accomplish for your glory in our homes, at our workplace, in our communities, God. In Southfield, in Detroit, in Redford, in wherever you've called us to be, even in Pontiac. God, we ask you to cover our apostle and pastor as they are on their way back. And Father God, I ask that you would cover us even as we go home from this place this week. Lord God, will you show us, reveal to us how much you love us, how much, what all you've done for us and what we can do and what you desire to do through us in the earth. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We bless you. Amen.